HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to continue with the halachot. It's brought down in Siman Kuf Samech Zayin, Sif Chet, as follows. He says, Shulchan Aruch says, Shachach ve'achal ve'lo birech ha-motzi, im nizkar betoch ha-seudah mevarech, v'im lo nizkar shegemar seudato eno mevarech. Which means that what happens if a person comes and he forgot to make ha-motzi? So it says the halacha, if he remembers in the middle of his seudah, so he does not go back and make, as if to say, another ha-motzi on that which he ate. Because since he already finished his seudah, so that's it, he doesn't go backwards. However, though, if he's still in the middle of the seudah, he would make ha-motzi and he would eat more bread. And it's good that he should have in mind that the ha-motzi that he's making now is going to fulfill his obligation on that which he ate in the past. And he says, and even if he didn't remember, and even if he does remember until the end of the seudah, it says it's still better to be machmim midat chasidut. So he says to eat a little bit more bread and to say ha-motzi. However, though, if a person's already satiated, which means that a person's already 100% full, and by being 100% full, if he's going to eat, it's going to be an achila gasa. So therefore, in such a case of eating that it will be achila gasa, he's not allowed to come and to make a motzi again, because then obviously it's going to be a brachal vatala. And the same halacha would apply to other birkot ha-ne'anin as well. Other birkot ha-ne'anin as well is the exact same halacha that we mentioned. As we said, that if a person already finished the meal, so then what's going to happen is that he's not allowed to come and he's not allowed to make a bracha, but if he's still going to continue eating, so then he would actually make a bracha. Now what happens by the birkat ha-motzi? So it says, if a person, this is already siftet, if a person has a doubt whether he made a motzi or lot, so the general rule is that since it's drabbanan, so therefore we do not come, safek brachol lakel, we do not make again another ha-motzi. And the same halacha would apply, right, to all the other birkat ha-ne'anin as well, as we already mentioned, that if a person has a doubt whether they made the bracha or not, they do not make it. And mi'ikar ha-din, they're allowed to come and they're allowed to continue eating. Why? Because since I had a doubt, and safek brachol lakel, so I'm allowed to continue eating. However, though, because of the general rule that anybody that benefits from this world without a bracha, it's as if that he's benefiting from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, so it's better to obviously be yetzer chova with somebody else, right, in order that you don't have any problems. So if I know somebody else is going to make a motzi, or somebody else is going to make a she'akol, I would tell them and to have me in mind, and therefore I don't have this problem whatsoever. Now if a person does want, in such a case, they're allowed to think about the bracha in their mind, which means in their own mind, the bihur, they're allowed to think about the bracha, and then they're allowed to eat, because since we have the general rule, hirhur lav kedibur dami, at least they thought the bracha in their mind, and then they would be able to continue eating as well. Now the halacha also states in Sif Yod, "Im bimkom birkat ha-motzi birach she'akol niya bidvaro, o she'amar birich rachmana malka mereda ipita yatsa." Which means like this: if a person came and he made she'akol instead of ha-motzi, he's yetzer chovah and he does not make another bracha, because she'akol encompasses everything. The same halacha would apply if he made a mezonot on an ha-motzi, he's also yetzer chovah. And if there's a safek whether to make a ha-motzi or mezonot, you would make mezonot. So for example, sometimes this happens when you have these breads that you're not sure whether it's going to be mezonot or it's going to be amotzi. So in such a case where you have mezonot or amotzi, right, and you have a doubt what is the bracha, so you will make mezonot. Why? Because mezonot is more overpowering than the amotzi, because it encompasses much more, right? We are going to see that also a person, even if a person made hadama on hamotzi, also he's going to be yitzeh chovah b'diavad, right? However, though, ha'etz, you're not yitzeh chovah. Now the reason why you're yetzer chovah with hadamah, if you remember, was because also hadamah, right, the bread also comes from the ground. The wheat grows from the ground. However, though ha'etz, which is on the trees, right, wheat or other seeds do not grow from the tree. That's why in a general rule, the same halacha would apply, that if you have hadamah and ha'etz, if you made a burei pri hadamah on something which is ha'etz, you're yetzer chovah. But if you make something ha'etz on the bracha, which is supposed to be hadamah, you're not yetzer chovah. So the same halacha would apply. Now he says, b'diavad, if a person did make a mistake, and he said ha'motzi on something which is mezonot, so he says in such a case also, b'diavad, you're going to be yetzer chovah, because safek brachol lakel, which means that even though there's a big machloket here, and there's much more poskim that say that you're going to be yetzer chovah if you made a ha'motzi on a mezonot. However, though, again, safek brachol lakel, however, though, if he said ha-motzi on a food which was basically chamesh mine dagan. So for example, in a food of mizunot, we're not talking about a cake or something which could become a motzi if you're going to eat it. On something which is mamash, like it's a tavshil, which means that you will never come and make a motzi on it, then in such a case, you're not going to be a tzuchova, even b'diavad. So that's also very, very important. And the last halacha that we already started saying in Shulchan Aruch was, is that if you said birkata motzi in Aramaic, which is Aramit, where you basically said, Baruch Rachman Amalka Delma Mered Aipita, and here it says that you should actually add on Elaham Malka Delma, which is Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, because we know that any single bracha has to have Shem Malchut, which means the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Malchut, which is Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. If you only just say, right, Melech, but you don't say Alma, you don't say the world, right? A king is not a king if he's not the king over something. So you have to mention that, but if a person does say this bracha, which is the bracha of bread, and he says it in Aramaic, you're also going to be a tzechovah.